It seems like almost yesterday that the U.S. Postal System implemented a zone improvement plan for the distribution of the U.S. mail. By the 1960s, there was a virtual explosion of business mail. By 1963, business transactions made up 80% of the total volume. Computers created a centralization of business accounts, book clubs, record clubs, utility bills, credit card transactions, department store billings, Social Security checks, and magazines and catalogs made a more efficient system essential. On April 30, 1963, Postmaster General John Granowski outlined a nationwide system of zip codes scheduled to go into effect on July 1, 1963. Every house and every address in the nation received an assigned five-digit number. The first digit represented a group of states, the next two a regional center, and the last two an area of a city or village or town outside of a city. Zip codes are thus unique for every American. Some are quite famous. General Electric's 12345 in Schenectady, New York, Young America, Minnesota's 55555, Harvard University 02138, and Beverly Hills 90210. There are even zip codes for Smokey the Bear and Santa Claus. But few zip codes seem more historical than that of Cape Girardeau, Missouri, 63701. The number helps us remember that it was on July 1, 1963, when the system went into effect, 63701. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.